maybe some of the international community, maybe internally here from domestic opposition, etc. All these are challenges that are facing us in the coming days and months. And I think that the government has to succeed with that. And there is no other way than starting to stabilizing the situation, which is good, starting by forming a government and then tackle all the other issues. I think now the priorities are set. The milestone of the International Tribunal, of the indictment, etc. These are the most important challenges that will be ahead of us.
Yes, how will the cabinet specifically tackle that issue in its manifesto? What do you know?
Now, it was not discussed until maybe today's meeting. It will be part of the discussion. There will be a sort of formula that the government will adopt that, of course, will support reaching justice in a way, but also will stress the point that we need real justice. We don't want a manipulated justice or that justice be used for political reasons or be exploited for political reasons. This is what's most important. And I think that the government will have to face that when it happens, and I guess it will have to engage the United Nations into discussions and bring on the table our Lebanese view and griefs against any handicaps that we see in this process that is supposed to lead to justice, but we question and we have remarks and big fears about deviation from its real path.
All right, well, we're going to be talking more in detail about that, but allow me to have this call with Minister Salim Karam. He is a new Lebanese Minister of State in the new cabinet. Mr. Karam, my question to you is, now, some look at this cabinet as being homogeneous, but others see as, you know, you have people like Mr. Miqati and his ministers and Mr. Jumblat. These are people who find themselves as centrists and not members of the March 8th coalition. How unified can this cabinet be, and what kind of constructive development can it lead to?
Any government happening in all the world, they always are preparing for a program, and those programs, you know, is to go forward for their countries. And this is what they believe, and this is what they think that this is the right way to do it. So, and then they will treat with each item alone to get to the where they want to be. If it's in the inside of the country or outside of the country. So I think that going further and stepping more than what we did do nothing till now. We even did say nothing about what we are going to do. The only thing that I can tell you that this government is ready to repair all the things happened before in the previous government, like maybe economic situation, like you know, about the gas, like about the administration, like, you know, mostly everything they are going to try to do that. Now, about the main things, maybe you are going to ask me about the tribunal or something like this. We will wait to those things when they come, when they decide, when they have, you know, the last step or the last opinion or the last decision about what they want, then I think that we can deal with them.
All right, I want to thank you very much, Mr. Karam, for joining us on the show. I'll come to you, Mr. Salah Taqiyuddin. When it comes to the issue of the tribunal, what are the March 14th asking for exactly right now? And Mr. Hariri's presence in France, is that to perhaps put pressure on the international community to let this go on further?
First, if I may, I have a little thing to answer His Excellency, Minister Karam. When you said to repair the the economical problem of the previous governments. Is the current government going to raise the surplus, to, the problems of the past government since 1992? This is that what he means? Are we going to have an 8 or 9% growth, like we did last year, for instance? That's a big question. Second, as far as President Hariri is concerned, I don't think I will be revealing something new when I tell you that he's there for security reasons. It has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with the tribunal. He's there for security reasons. Today, the Liberation asserted, and it's today's edition, that there has been an assassination plot against President Hariri. I hope those circumstances will be over when the general situation of the country will be better, hopefully with the new government, with the new Minister of Interior. Now, as far as March 14 demands from the tribunal, it's justice. We're not asking for anything else. We want to know the truth. That's all what we said. And His Excellency Mr. Aoun just said that we want a real justice and not a manipulated one. If this justice is to be manipulated, if I want to accept the word, as Mr. Aoun said, definitely it won't be March 14 who is manipulating this justice. What we're looking for, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. I'm just putting it this way. What we are looking for is the truth behind the assassination of Prime Minister Martar Rafiq Hariri and all the other Martars. We deserve to know. Lebanon deserves to know who did this. Mm-hmm. That's all what we're looking for.
Yes, now since there was a mention of the issue of the economic and financial crises in Lebanon, now you as a member of the Free Patriotic Movement also have been pioneers in calling for the for development in this respect, and you have also somewhat accused the Future Movement especially of some kind of corruption in the economic field. Do you have a clear plan now in the ministry to see some kind of reforms done in this respect?
Of course, we are you know, one of the blocs and parties that are carrying a reform agenda, one of the most biggest advocate of reform in this parliament and in this government. And we hope that with this new government, we'll have the opportunity to push forward many of these issues as we had mentioned them and promised them in our program, elections program, and in our ministries that we are holding. And actually, maybe in the past we couldn't make it because the situation in the previous government, the unity, what we call national unity government, was not the climate was not that constructive. The relationship were not good enough in order to lead to enough productivity in the government.
Mm-hmm. So let's think now the situation is better.
We are of course hopeful that today with a majority that is more homogeneous and at least is more cooperative and less there is less adversity between its composites, maybe this will lead to a more constructive and much more productivity than before.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What can you tell us now? We know that there were obstacles in the formation of the cabinet. Some of it was some kind of discussions and debates on the issue of representation within the cabinet, mainly among the General Michel Aoun and the president. Could we see that affecting the cabinet's constructivity?
Now the cabinet functioning is a new phase after what happened in during the negotiation for cabinet formation. I think that everyone is conscious that we need really a positive approach, that we are all binded and to succeed, that each one needs the other in order for this government to succeed, and therefore this challenge for the new government impose a good cooperation between all the parties, and if they fail to that, it will be a general failure for all the parties.
All right, now
I failure for Lebanon.
And for Lebanon, of course, but I'm saying now for the majority that is forming this government.
Your Excellency, if I may.
Yes, go ahead.
Just to go back to the homogeneity of the majority, one thing remains for me as an observer. Okay. How would you describe the attitude of Prime Minister Miqati and MP Wali Jumblat regarding the rhetoric used by General Michel Aoun? There are differences.
There is less adversity.
I agree. It's one group. Okay, it's a one-sided cabinet.
There's a plurality, yes, of course, in this new government. We are not on the same line on everything, maybe, but we are. But we are through a constructive and positive relationship. We are looking for common ground and start and hoping and that we will build on it in order for this government to produce.
So are you saying that in the cabinet, it's not politics that has that would cause this rift between
At least we don't have the same problems and the same problems in the previous government. You may say there is an agreement on the strategic view within the cabinet.
There
won't be any political disagreement on the general aspect of the issues. Yes, of course, they are homogeneous. They are a majority. They are one-sided cabinet, so they will work their way through this. But the point is that there are few details that the government will face, like in the formation, in the execution of the job.
For example, what are your examples?
Well, for instance, the discrepancy between, I may ask another question if I may. Minister Sharbel Nahas, he's no more a communication minister. Why does he have to threaten Mr. Abdel Munim Youssef with jail? He has nothing to do in this ministry anymore.
It's in the hands of another minister. This is a detail that goes back to the history of the disputes.
Those are the disputes that will PM Miqati in person will face. You know, he has to find this.
Allow me to take one more call. We have Mr. Khaldun Al-Sharif. He is joining us on the phone from Tripoli. He's an active politician in Tripoli, also someone who is close to Prime Minister Miqati. Mr. Sharif, we'd like to get your views, especially on what happened in Tripoli. Do you think that this, or does does Prime Minister Miqati see it as the beginning of many challenges to come in the future for this cabinet?
Definitely, yes. But before talking about the situation in Tripoli, I have to agree with Mr. Alan Aoun that even if we are homogeneous, and we are homogeneous, but we are not the same party, so we can have and handle different point of view on many issues. And the positive thing that we are working together in a positive way and looking on the same interest for Lebanon, for our country, and for all Lebanese people in the opposition or our party. Now, what happened in Tripoli last weekend was not, it was a recurring event. There is a deep open wound between Tibani and Jabal Mahsin, and this wound has been since 1982. And this wound is ready to be inflamed at any given moment. And no government since 1992 tried to heal this wound, neither in effective nor in a definitive way. But this time, it was related in a way to the formation of the cabinet. Given what happened in Tripoli, when Prime Minister Miqati was nominated to form the Lebanese cabinet on 25th of January, it was a day of anger when the majority supporters that time tried to burn a bureau of a minister and to act aggressively against the media. So now there is a real challenge. This real challenge is to find a definite solution to heal this wound between Tibani and Baal Mahsin, and let us say Tibbe and Mankubin and etc., because this issue is very interesting to Tripoli, to its legitimacy, to its economy, to its homogeneously, etc. Now, the challenges are not only in Tripoli. They are on all levels. They are on how to act with the international resolutions, how to forget in a way or another the big headlines used by the majority, ex-majority, concerning tribunal and weapon, and looking forward to find solution for electricity, for job opportunity, for the immigration, for gas prices, and so on.
Yes, Mr. Shaev, do you see that this government will be a government that will be challenging the international community, as the March 14th media has spoke of it?
No, I don't agree, because I heard what Prime Minister Miati said today, that Lebanon has to have best relationship with the international community. We have to admit that we are counting on this new cabinet to make changes in the behalf of the people of Lebanon, all the while abiding to the international resolution of UN, but maintaining always the civil peace.
Yes, I want to thank you very much, Mr. Sharif. Mr. Taqiyuddin, Mr. Najib Miqati is known to be a centrist figure, but why was the U.S. so hesitant? Well, he has said that he will be, of course, cooperating with the international community, but why was the United States of America so hesitant to accept this cabinet as a Lebanese cabinet, instead of saying it's a cabinet of Hezbollah or a cabinet of Syria or whatnot?
Now, if you watch the formation procedure that took almost 5 months, and the amount of pressures that was put on Prime Minister Miqati, the new majority was saying that those are US and European pressures on Miqati not to form the government because it would be Hezbollah's government. Now, after all, Mr. Miqati formed the government, okay? If you hear today what the European Union ambassadors said in a statement read by the representative of the European Union in Lebanon after meeting with Prime Minister Miqati, they urged the Lebanese government to respect and commitment of Lebanon to the Special Tribunal for Lebanon. Now, those are political messages that have been given to the government so they would not face an international isolation. It would hurt Lebanon to the maximum. It won't hurt the new majority. It will hurt the whole country. Now, Lebanon has always been known to respect the international commitment. It has been known to. That's why probably we have so much debt on our burden, because we always pay our debts. We respect the resolution. So, among the resolutions that the new government should commit and clearly are 1701. And 1757, which is the International Tribunal for Lebanon, the Special Tribunal for Lebanon.
Yes, now, because we're running out of time, Mr. Owen, do you think that Lebanon will be transforming into a country which is very politically active, especially regionally, especially now that there seems to be some kind of a shift in the dynamics of politics, something that the United States seems to be obviously not happy about?
Definitely, because they see Lebanon one way, they see it the way they want it. But I think that realpolitik and objectivity will be applied in the next phase. I don't see an isolation for the government. I see maybe tough relationship, things to be that will turn hard. Of course, the real milestone might be, and the real challenge will be, the indictment when it will be issued. This will be a turning point in the relationship between the government and the international community. Here, it will be to the government to deal with that in an adequate way, in order not to to make it an opportunity for all its detractors, internally and externally, to isolate it.
Now, Mr. Michalam has presented himself as a figure who would be challenging the U.S. interests specifically. Does he mean that through this cabinet this will happen?
Well, actually, this is a simplified way of reading that. It's not a question of U.S. interest. We are against any policy, U.S. policy or other policy, that it's at the expense of Lebanese interest,
mm-hmm.
and wants to it's against our own interest, our Lebanese interest, our that wants to implement any solution for the region, for the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian, at the expense of Lebanon. This is a real problem between us and the U.S. policy. It's not a question of being ideologically against U.S. wanting to boycott U.S. or something.
Mr. Alon, thank you very much for being with us. Mr. Salah Taqiyuddin, also, our email is metoday@presstv.com. Thank you for joining us today. Stay with Press TV. Goodbye for now.